You know what I told Terry, Alex?
What'd you tell him, Dwight?
I said, because I asked him, I was like, hey, buddy, what are your plans today? And I gave him the old, like, okay finger, and then a finger through it, that little dealy. And he goes, work. And I'm like, that's cool. And then I said, well, hit me up if you're trying to play some league. Our mid lane tank assassin bailed on us halfway through our iron diamond skirmish tonight. Super pissed. And then I sent him a goat emote.
Terrible.
I can't believe that didn't draw him in.
It's been 9 minutes and he hasn't said anything.
Oh, he must be working.
You know how much Terry loves the ninja lane.
Mid lane tank assassin. Alright. Oh shit, he just replied and said, sucks bro, I know this match meant a lot to you. And then he put an emote of like a hands holding a head. Like massaging a head.
He loves that one.
You know what we should do for Christmas just to piss people off? Have like an 8-hour podcast. Like literally, like you know how like sometimes we'll just be in a call for like 10 hours?
Yeah.
But it's all bullshit. Yeah. But, right. I mean, like, what if we just recorded that 10 hours of audio and just threw it up as a podcast?
The last like, hour, though, we should pretend, like, oh, it's almost Christmas. And at the very end, it's like, oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
So just pretend.
But it was April Fool's the whole time.
Yes.
Idiots.
They'll never see it coming.
Unless they listen to this part.
Oh, fuck.
We did record it.
There's... Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Cut. You know, it's a great idea that we haven't done, because we do it with all the, like, the newer members of the podcast. We should have George do the intro.
Oh my god.
George, would you do us the honor of
not fucking up the intro like Alex does every single time he does the intro?
Every time.
You're on right. So many podcasts, Alex, and you just hasn't clicked. George, I'll forgive.
Buenos dias. Bienvenidos al Team Mongoose Podcast.
That's great. But you didn't throw an episode number in there.
I don't know what episode we're on.
142. You could have asked.
142.
All right, George. Take two.
Buenos dias. Buenas noches. Bienvenidos al Team Mongoose Podcast. All right.
Take three.
Take three. Beep.
Also, it's the introdee's responsibility to kick off the podcast as well after the intro. So
Okay. Keep
that in mind, Jorge.
All right, let's do this. Hello, 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 hello.
That's exactly what voice actors do to warm up.
Me, 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 me.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hola. Buenos días, buenas noches, bienvenidos al Team Mongoose Podcast, número 142. Hoy día tenemos el señor Terry.
Ay, 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 ay.
Alex.
Yeah!
Y Dwight.
Ay, ay.
Y yo, Jorge.
That
sounded like the, like what when Liu Kang got kicks the bicycle kick.
I was actually going for that that girl from, what is it, Kung Pao?
Oh.
Hey!
Yeah. Nintendo got their name. Wii U.
Wow. George already hitting us with the facts. George, did you even introduce yourself in the intro?
I did. That's when I went, wee wee wee.
Oh, I think I was already like head deep into what I was doing.
And
I was,
yes, you are.
I tuned everybody out. So, welcome everybody to the Team Mongoose podcast. For those who don't speak Spanglish,
or any form of
they understood it. There's subtitles. This is the microphone video podcast.
That's true. That is true. There is subtitles. If you can't read the subtitles, you're watching this
doing
on
it
the
wrong.
Just go ahead and press that SAP button.
Yeah, press the SAP button on your remote. How many channels actually have Spanish subtitles?
Like two, maybe.
Is it the Spanish channels?
Yeah.
The two Spanish channels have Spanish subtitles.
Telemundo and Univision.
Ah, I love that channel. Telemundo is where all the great shows are at.
Yeah.
Such as?
Okay, alright. So you just... you're just going to throw me on the spot here. And you're asking me what my top five favorite Telemundo TV shows are. Alright, well, first
Don
off...
Don Francisco.
You can't start your day off without Hola Amigo. Alright?
I love that show.
Obviously.
Favorite show in the morning.
That's an easy one, though.
Well, it's easy because it's the best show that's on there. You start your day, Hola Amigo, and you're just feeling BN all day, right?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Alright.
Keep going.
Okay, now... That takes up like 4 hours, right? Because they have like
four and a half.
They have
commercials.
Well, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, I skip them, you know, because I don't understand them. They're all in Spanish. but yeah, it takes you know, four and a half hours of my morning, and then by the end of that, I'm feeling pretty good about the day, right? I'm gung ho, and right after Hola Amigo. It's true. I mean, the hostess, Selena something. I don't know her last name is Spanish.
It's something.
It's something.
You got it right.
It's, oh, yeah, you got it.
Selena something.
Something. There's an accent.
Then, what is it? Aquí no hay quien viva comes on. And that shows, you know. It's my number
it,
two.
Really?
It's my number two, but only because it progresses into the greatest show, Seven Vidas.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's that PlayStation one.
Well,
Seven Vidas.
No, George, it's Spanish, so it's with a D, Vidas.
Oh,
yeah.
Got me a little excited there.
Yeah. Which Terry actually was the one that introduced me to Seven Vidas. Terry, why don't you give everybody a short description of the show? Or
synopsis.
Long description.
It's give what us George said.
What's up?
It's what George said.
What did George say?
It's about seven PlayStation Vidas, but in in Mexico they call them Vidas with a D.
Oh, that's what it is. See, that's why I keep getting confused. I'm still new to the show. But
you still gotta catch up. You're still on what, season two?
I think season seven.
Oh wow.
Well, season's
going at it.
Well, there's season... like 20 something now.
Yeah, I know.
They don't stop throughout the year.
I caught up.
I have all the DVDs.
You have the DVDs?
Yeah.
And you're not letting me borrow them?
Listen, all you gotta do is
My god, Terry, what are you doing? Lend it to him.
He has to catch up.
Here I am, pirating through a Mexican VPN that I have purchased to watch Seven Vidas to catch up to you guys, and you're being
such a bitch.
No.
Oh wow. Went there.
You're being a total Jesus Guevara right now. All right.
Even
let's not go there.
Don't even remind me of him.
Jesus Guervo De La Hoya, he's you, that's who you're being right now.
Don't even say that.
And
if you knew what happened in season 9, episode 3,
why are you doing this?
Say that.
You're
Shut up! I'm only on 7! You're ruining the whole show for me!
You're not missing much.
Okay, so that's number 3, right? Okay, 3 down the list, 2 more to go. Obviously, save the best 2 for lower down the list. El Hormiguero Cuero? Hormiguero? I don't... It's Spanish, Alex. I'm learning.
It's with a G. Guarmania.
That's it. That's what it is. El Guero Mia. It's a show about gourmet foods in Mexico. It's a lot of churros and tacos, but I like both of those, so it's fine with me. There was this one churro taco that the lead singer did, that it was the taco shell was a churro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was...
That's
it was,
goddamn impressive.
Blew my mind. So, yeah, that's number 4. And then Buenos Noches ends my day. By this time, I'm 12 hours into my day watching these 4 shows.
I'm in hour 12 of sitting on my couch.
Watching Telemundo. And Buenos Noches, it caps my day off, and then I that's what I love those shows. Those are my favorite.
And then
shows.
I do it again tomorrow.
Well, of course, because it's new every single day.
It all starts again tomorrow.
The roller coaster starts the next day.
Yes.
I noticed you didn't throw in Bebe Caliente.
I didn't, because in all honesty, that show's just not doing it for me anymore.
What? That is the best show of the season.
S2 Bebe is not as caliente as he used to be. I'm putting it out there.
It's so gritty, though.
I'm putting it out there. Not as...
The one with the biker gangs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that's going to be a spinoff.
With soon? The Space Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have their own, like, thing called Muy Caliente Space Pirates.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you guys, but it's going to happen. The show's already halfway through filming.
I'm going to have to watch it then.
Yeah.
There's a character called Terry. I figured, you know, you'd relate.
Yeah, but Terry's kind of a dick.
Tell me about it. I can
no
relate to that.
There.
Well, I'm glad we went funny. Off and talked about Telemundo.
Yeah.
For the last 10 minutes.
You know what's great about Telemundo is that Alex is about to tell us his top 5 favorite shows from Telemundo.
Oh, go for it, Alex.
My first one is Maria del Barrio.
Is that the show about Maria and the donkey?
No, that's Maria and El Burrito.
Maria El Burro.
Yeah, no, that's the spinoff.
Oh.
That's my favorite show.
There's a lot of spinoffs on Telemundo.
Oh, they got a lot of content to work with.
It's mostly all done by the same guy.
It's just like, listen, I have this great idea.
They're all done by the same guy. And the second one is El Niñito.
But that little girl, right?
No, it's about a man.
No, it's about a grown man.
He's trying to stop a drug cartel.
What?
That's the guitar player one?
Sounds
yeah,
awesome.
You got it.
Wait, does he like stop the drug dealers with his guitar?
He plays music.
Yes, the power of music.
With the power of music, he stops the villains of Mexico.
It takes place in the Netherlands, doesn't it?
That seems like a weird place for Telemundo show to take place.
Down in old little Mexico in the Netherlands.
It takes place in the same village all of them take place in.
Oh.
The fake village they made for all TV shows.
Could have fooled me.
Those are honestly the only two I care about this season.
Really? Wait, season? Yeah. Like Telemundo has its own seasons?
Yeah, no. Right now we're deep into the winter season.
Okay, all right. That makes sense.
Summer's all about soccer.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's my favorite season.
What's your thoughts on Guia Roja?
Not a big fan.
Overrated.
Alright, fair enough.
I mean, it was a spinoff of Guia Amarilla, so...
Yeah, we all know how that one ended.
Maria's a bitch.
It's like watching Lost all over again.
Except without all the good parts. Like, with all the flashbacks, those were the best parts. And then the flash forwards later on, those were even better. Why'd they even have the content in the middle is beyond me. I want to show this entirely flashbacks. Wait, isn't that what How You Met Your Mother is? It's just all flashbacks?
Yes, that's fucking Family Guy.
No, Family Guy is still a lot of present day stuff.
It's like 50-50.
Yeah, it's 50, yeah, but isn't How I Met Your Mother just an entire show about the dad telling his kids?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. I guess.
They had that other show that one time called Flash Forward where it was Flash Forward.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one with the Pink Ranger?
Time.
You guys remember that show
canceled?
Wishbone?
Hmm?
You guys remember that show Wishbone with the dog? Yes. The dog detective?
I know of it. I don't think I ever watched it.
That shit was dumb.
I always caught it when it was ending.
I know, right? Right when it was wrapping up?
Yeah, like, fucking dog was like, okay, bye.
Dog.
And I was like, God, I missed the show.
Dude, I want a show that's just like Wishbone, right? But it's made for adults, and the dog actually does speak English, but he's in, like, a really, like, gritty, like, voice. With a cigar and a trilby of sorts, you
so
know,
like an Adult Swim Scooby Doo.
No, because that's more about just dudes dressing up, you know, and trying to scare kids. That's all Scooby Doo is. It's just
that's all about pedophiles trying to scare kids.
I don't like that. That's not my thing. I'm saying like, I'm talking about a gritty, old wrinkly dog, maybe a pug. Or a bloodhound. A bloodhound would actually be perfect because they're kind of detectives already, and
they're basically detectives.
I mean, they're certified and they have their badge and everything, so like it wouldn't be that hard of a transition.
They got their guns,
right? They just have to teach the dog English, and then they're good. They have a TV show, so and okay, super gritty, right? Maybe we get Christopher Nolan to direct it. All right, I'm talking okay. Batman-esque. But without the suit and the villains.
Oh, why don't we get Frank Miller to write the script?
Frank Miller.
Sin City.
I was about to say, Sin City Frank Miller?
Yeah. And The Dark Knight Returns.
Frank's busy.
Frank's probably busy. He's busy writing Sin City 3. Yeah. Yeah. It's Trice City. It's a bad name. He's not good with names.
He's still working on it.
Yeah. But... All right, and let's say the bloodhound, he lost his pup, right? His pup gets kidnapped. That's his driving force. He was retired. His pup gets kidnapped. He's like, give me my badge back. And he kind of sounds hold on. I need to make sure I get this right.
Wait, what's the dog's name?
Pug McQueen.
Damn.
No, because he's a bloodhound. We discussed this already. That wouldn't make any sense.
That's part of his backstory, How about... Dwight.
He was a pug.
He was just a beat pug, and now he's a detective.
He was just living the pug life, and then he got his act together. He became a bloodhound.
He became Blood McQueen.
Detective Blood McQueen.
You're out of control on this one, McQueen.
You're out of control! This man stole my daughter!
Give me your badge, McQueen. You want it? Come and get it.
I buried it in the backyard. Good luck! He has a nose for crime and an ass for the streets.
An ass for the streets. An ass that just don't quit.
Oh my god.
It's good.
Why is no one making this movie?
Something smells.
Alright, okay. Important question. we can't teach a dog how to speak English. In reality, okay? Let's just be...
We can get them one of those little collars from up.
Let's be real quick. We can't teach them how to speak English, but we can portray that in the TV show. Who's going to voice the dog?
I will, obviously.
I think Christian Bale has to.
Oh, that's good.
That is pretty good.
No. What's his name? The guy that was... Cosgrove and Freakazoid. He was the old man in Up. Ed Asner.
Cosgrove.
Ed Asner.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of...
I saw Up like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't remember it much.
So you think the old man from Up should play the Bloodhound?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good.
He's got the chops.
If we go real quick, if we go back to the Christian Bale thing, we could do this whole tie-in deal, right? Like, let's say the Bloodhound, he gets caught, right? And they put a muzzle on him. Bam! Bane voice tie into the Batman series.
We could have a twin bad Bloodhound.
Twin bad Bloodhound, got it.
Yeah, with the muzzle.
Oh, so he plays the villain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I like that.
Why are we not seriously writing things like this for companies?
What?
Mongoose Productions presents.
What if we just shot it completely like the Christopher Nolan Batman, right? But we don't ever mention Batman. He doesn't dress up as Batman, but all the villains are Batman villains, and he acts just like Batman. But it's all dogs.
Swear to me.
You call it Bat dog.
Guys. Yeah. What if, just like how they did Sin City in all black and white, what if we shot this in all black and red?
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty gritty.
Wait, and the only colors we show is red?
Well, no, it'll be black and red. It'll be monochromatic in red.
Oh, okay. All right. See, you're saying black and red, and I was just thinking that there'd be no white, and I'm like, man, that's going to be really tough.
Nah, it'll be there. It'll never be true white, though. It'll be just a really, really, really white pink.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I like it.
Now, would salmon visit us in this color spectrum?
It would be there prominently.
Okay.
Ideally.
Right. I'm done. I'm in. I'm 100%
in. Let's just scrap the red and just go black and pink.
Black and salmon, Terry.
Black and salmon. But all different shades of pink.
Okay. All right. But well, each
but
one would be
is,
like...
Is it'd be keystone.
Why don't we just skip the black and go for all shades of pink?
How about...
All right. That could be the name of the movie. Shades of
50
pink.
Shades of pink.
500 shades of pink.
500 shades of salmon.
I like that. And we'll put a fish on the cover, but it's about dogs and Batman and the Batman villains. And we'll call it 5,000 shades of salmon.
Nobody cared who I was before I put on the muzzle.
And there'll be like a... In every movie theater, there'll be a fishy smell. Rotting salmon under all the chairs.
Oh, it'll be
get the feel for it.
It'll be like an extra like thing. Like you know how like they started 3D and like they're doing like the curved TVs, and there's even some theaters that have like screens on the sides now. They're trying to make that a thing.
Yeah.
Our deal is interactive movies, right? Our movie about a detective dog trying to find his daughter, fighting Batman villains, but it's not Batman. All shades of salmon.
It's close,
okay?
But not Batman.
Close, but not Batman. All this is happening, right? But, extra little bit, you pay an extra $3, and you get yourself a little doggy mask.
You get raw trash under your seat.
But... Nah, Terry, the extra bit is that you become a detective in the movie about a dog detective, and you gotta find this fish because no one wants to fucking smell it anymore. So everybody's looking for the fish, they missed the complete beginning of the movie. They don't know the plot, they don't know what's going on. Perfect.
The teaser trailer should show, like, the moon, and then, like, a silhouette that kind of looks like Batman, but then the light shines on him, and it's just the dog.
Dog head?
With his ears up?
Ears.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it. That's good. Who's the guy that did the soundtrack for Batman? John Williams? Was it John Williams?
I don't think it was John Williams.
No?
Yeah.
Was it John Williams?
That was Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. Oh, thank you, Terry. Zimmer, yes, sounds Hans. Unbelievable. Mr. Hans himself.
Which Batman, though? I'm talking original 1989 Batman?
Which Batman am I talking about? The only three good Batman movies that were ever fucking made.
Whoa.
The older ones were shit. You cannot say that they were good.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
They were nostalgic.
You can like it, but that doesn't mean
they were good. Yeah,
shit.
You could like them. You could be nostalgic for them. They were not good.
Michael Keaton was Batman.
Yeah, Michael Keaton was Batman. That is,
Mr. Mom was Batman.
George Clooney was fucking Batman as well.
He was Nipple Batman.
I thought his name was Batnips.
Yeah, it was Batnips.
Val Kilmer was Batman.
See, George, these weren't good. George Clooney even went on record saying that he was the worst Batman that's ever been portrayed or whatever.
He actually apologized at this year's New York Comic Con. He was like, I'm sorry, guys.
That's great. That is fantastic.
I'm sorry for something I did like 20 years ago.
It haunts me every night.
Like, he just goes up on like a Batman like Q&A type thing. Like, he just walks in and he just like gets on the mic and he goes,
"Hey, real quick, guys.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. All right. I didn't think it was. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Bye." And then he leaves.
What did Terry say?
So brave. Wait, what?
He said, "Hey guys, real quick."
Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about George Clooney.
Yeah. Just goes up on the mic. Like, real quick, while I'm up here.
I'm sorry.
I am so sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Speaking.
I'm sorry. Please.
Drop the mic.
You know, it'd be really funny if he had, like, some pasties on his nips, so it kind of, like, stuck through his regular shirt a bit. Because I'm sorry, guys. and then he leaves. and then he flips his cape and he leaves. The cape that George Clooney, I assume, wears everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's almost never seen without it.
Speaking of real quick, and to just break away from the Batman talk, even though it's amazing. Terry, two of our very good friends, just had something fucking awesome happen to them, and they did it in a fucking sweet-ass way.
Yeah,
some of you may, people that have listened to the podcast from day one, should know about Robert and Vanessa. They've both been on the podcast before. Robert just proposed to Vanessa at BlizzCon, and she said yes. So, they're engaged now, and it's fucking awesome. Which is really cool, because he proposed to her in front of this thing called BlizzCam, I guess. Which is like it looked like 60 cameras and a matrix style rig that captured a single moment that can be flipped around in 360 degrees, and that was really cool. So they're engaged. So congratulations to both of them. They don't listen to the podcast, but I'm doing it anyways because I'm super happy about it.
Yeah.
Are you sad that Robert didn't propose to you? I know you were expecting it.
One day I'll find the right man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that's, you know, not already in a relationship.
Yeah. I always go for the ones.
I always go for the ones that are taken.
Thirsty as hell, Terry.
Thirsty does not even describe Terry.
We're in a drought, motherfucker.
Terry is quenched. Or no, that's the opposite.
Not quenched.
Not quenched. He's I think that no, that's perfect. You're in a drought.
I'm out here looking for a big gulp.
Trying to find me a 64-ounce, you know what I mean? Good stuff. Good stuff.
Fucking
oh yeah.
Yes.
So, are you gonna go, like, celebrate with them or something?
No.
No, they're at BlizzCon.
They're at BlizzCon.
That's what they're celebrating.
Yeah.
He's going.
BlizzCon is over when? Today?
At least, though.
I don't fucking...
Hmm. Yeah, I don't
know. Well, it might be extended because Veterans Day is on Tuesday, so they might have, like, a Monday-Tuesday thing.
Terry, you're a vet, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you doing on Veterans Day?
Playing Battlefield.
Hey, yeah, when are we going to play Battlefield?
I was going to play some today. There's Battlefest this weekend.
What's that?
2x XP.
Oh. Wait, is it only for the weekend?
Yeah, today's last day.
Well.
I know Spencer's playing right now.
Is he?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, he logged on to Final Fantasy, and he was like, I want to go shoot things.
Sounds logical.
Makes sense.
I know Spencer.
Oh, yeah, no, we know Spencer.
He's only happy when he's shooting things.
That's true. And things are good now. Things are much better, and we should hit the field again.
Yeah, I heard things are fixed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's still laggy for me. Maybe it was just the server I'm on, but I'm going to try it again.
Try again
and play on PS4.
Yeah.
Anybody? Anybody?
That's fine. They ported it to PS4, actually?
Yeah.
It's one of the first games on PS4.
Yeah, it was a really? Launch game.
Yeah, it's 60 frames a second, 64 man.
Huh. Okay.
It's the PC game, except on a console.
Shittier.
Hey.
On a console.
Not as shitty as
old gen. No, not as shitty as old gen. You're right about that. We need to make the transition full PC. That way we don't have to keep buying consoles.
Hmm? My PS4 is just covered in dust.
My PS4 is covered in a Wii U.
I got an Xbox One this week.
Which I do play.
I played the other day. In fact, I beat the space levels finally. Actually, I haven't beat the last one. That last level is a bitch. I may need help with that. I may need to contact outside help.
I got an Xbox One this week.
What'd you get with it?
You got the Sunset Overdrive one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Is it super pretty?
It is. Man. It's white. It's nice. But then I'm like, man, now I want a white PS4.
Should've got the Destiny thing.
Yeah, but
then you'd have.
I'm sure you could probably just like find one online, just someone selling the system on its own, and then sell yours.
Yeah. To try to Maybe. Offset.
Or just buy it piece by piece. You can get the white controller right now.
Yeah. Or, George, I could get you a white PS4 for about $8.
Go
just
on.
Just gotta go down to Home Depot, buy some white spray paint. And you good.
That sound good to you?
$8.
$8.
That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
He was gonna charge me $10.
Wow. That's because you live closer. You got that California tax.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Florida tax. Less.
Mm-hmm. It only cost me like $1 to do the work. It's all tax. That's where I make my money.
Well, you guys voted last election for higher taxes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you keep reminding us for some reason.
Because why would you do that?
Because we like taxes, okay? California's all about it. That's what we do.
Okay.
It went up by like 0.1 or something like that. I didn't even notice.
No. Okay. Yeah, I don't notice either. I like things that I don't notice. Like, that's the best thing about actually working for a company. When you get your paycheck, your taxes are already fucking taken out.
No, wait, because that tax up thing was not even for our bracket.
No, it wasn't.
It was for fucking rich people.
It was for the 1%.
And I keep telling you that, but you keep bringing it up.
I think it's great that the rich people are playing.
I'm glad the rich people are getting taxed more, and I'm not.
They should be taxed even more.
Even more.
And we should be taxed less. When they pay more, we should pay less, because their contribution is far greater than ours will ever be. And when I get to that tax bracket, we need the lower taxes!
This is an outrage.
I can't believe I'm paying for taxes. Is that that we just described America, right? Like that.
Basically,
that's America. In like a sentence.
Then they get money, and then they're like, "Wait a second,
hold on,
I'm losing too much of my millions of dollars."
You just write down that I don't make that much.
Not much. What is your gross income? Not a lot.
Like you roll up in a Rolls Royce with the driver, and like you don't even walk to the desk.
He carries
he
you.
He carries you and he puts you down, and you just kind of drape across like the chair, and he's like, "How much do you make annually, gross income?" Because
I get by, I guess.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck, if I'm being honest.
Because I'm blowing all my paycheck on trips to the Bahamas.
Fucking sweet!
I mean, no, it's terrible. Terrible.
Listen,
in the best way.
I have an extra room at my Cancun summer home. Do you want to come with me? I can barely afford it, wink, but, you know, I'll bring you along. I'll pay all the expenses. 2 weeks,
listen,
free of charge.
How much do I have to pay you to make this all go away?
Because I don't have that money, wink, that I could even do it. But just throw out a number that I could just be like, whoa, I can't pay that, wink, and then I'll have my driver here. Right,
he'll hand you a Christmas ham.
He's loaded. He has
to be honest,
so much money.
He has all the money. Have you seen his car?
It's a 1980.
He won't even let me drive it. He makes
like
me sit in the back.
Can't even sit.
I can't even sit in the front seat. He even rolls up the little dividers, so I can't talk to him.
I can't even
grab
the door handle.
He's kind of a dick.
He opens the door for me. He's scared I'm going to scratch
the
door.
He's very good with his money. He never pays for any of my things.
Trust me.
He's the one you want.
The last time I went to Cancun, I had to pay for his trip. He's very stingy about his money.
And he's got that fancy hat. Look at that hat.
Me, on the other hand, no money. Huge amount of debt.
I think you should give me more money.
I think I deserve a tax refund, honestly.
Yeah.
for all the pain that I've been put through.
Yes.
Yes, so... when I'm rich, I'm going to fight for that because it's a cause I believe in.
Now,
now, as of right now,
as of $1,000 ago.
I wish it was that easy. It's like now that I've made this 1,000, I'm in the next bracket. Time to change this world.
I am the 1%. I'm out of water.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I'm halfway done with my coffee.
Cafe. I like that show. My third favorite show on Telemundo.
Cafe? I heard it's an Italian show.
No. It's Colombian.
Oh. See, I get those confused all the time.
Understandable.
They're basically the same thing, I mean.
I'm pretty sure. So, Terry, how's school life? It's good? Treating you good? It's good?
Yeah.
It's all good?
Yeah.
How's the gallery life?
Yeah, you looking at a lot of art? Huh?
I'm looking at a lot of the same art day after day.
You seen a lot of art that's maybe thinking about making you think about life in an existential type of way. Is that the right way to say that?
Not particularly.
Your gallery going to Art Miami?
Terry, I'm an art guy, so I don't expect you to follow what I'm saying. I think on a deeper emotional and mental level than you could even you could even, Terry, all right?
I believe you.
Do you? Do you believe me?
And no, we're not going anywhere. It's the University Art Gallery.
Oh.
So there's like a place.
You ain't mobile?
There's a spot on campus, and there's one like off campus on Main. So it's pretty much just us.
So you tell me you ain't mobile. You don't got a got a tour bus?
Not mobile.
Not, not yet. Mobile.
I think
you don't go on tour.
You need to propose this.
Actually, we
you
just
should propose
had
it
a,
at BlizzCon.
We just had an opening for a new show. It's the alumni show. So basically, anybody that graduated as an art student in the past from our school was invited to, like, and they can only do, like, one piece or whatever. And, like...
Wait, they were invited to show off their crap?
Yeah.
Their crap, thank you.
Yeah.
They're crap.
So, because I am an alumni of the University of Stanislaus, I can go and show off my beautiful dick work that I've been working on.
Basically.
Okay, great. Great.
Show up, you drop off whatever piece you want in the show, and then we put it in the show.
What's his face went through a brown period, I go through dick periods. It's a whole thing. It's a whole art thing.
I know that.
And again, I don't expect you to follow. Because of your mental aptitude, you'll get there, all right? You'll get there, buddy.
Thank eventually. You. Can I finish what I was saying?
All right. Glad everybody's on the same page.
Tell me more about this brown period.
So we set it up. Okay. It happened. And, like, I got to meet some of the people showing.
Were they cool?
And like,
not really. No. Did they come up to you in the presumptuous way that I just did?
When
was it like a window into the future where you're like, so are you guys doing stuff with your art?
Were you guys working?
There were some people that showed that like graduated in like the '70s. There was one lady that graduated in like 1971.
I feel like they're the only ones that would ever be like in touch with those types of events.
Yeah. It's like some people brought shit that looks like homework I do.
Really?
Yeah, like just like
circles,
still life paintings, and some guy brought like a collage thing of like a self-portrait collage that I know for a fact I've done for homework like in high school.
Okay, now Terry, I'm not well versed in the art.
You just said
contrary
were.
To what you just said.
Contrary to what I have been portraying all of these years, I know you've looked up to me, and I was somewhat of a mentor for you.
That's the reason he went to that school.
I don't know a whole lot about art and the things that would be considered homework-esque, but wouldn't just a still life portrait be art?
It is, but I'm saying it. There was nothing special about it.
Wasn't that great?
What Terry is saying is he wasn't impressed.
You threw it together in like a day, and you turned it in the next day, and then you just threw it away. And you know, years later, someone wants you to show. It's like, oh, I got this thing I made in class.
Okay.
Like, there is you can't tell like
people who actually spent time on the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, just shit that looks like homework and shit that looks like this is what you fucking do.
All right. It's like when I write out a sweet ass math calculation on a napkin, and people are like, "Damn, that's sick!" And I'm,
I want to know who's saying that about your napkin math calculation.
Everybody, Terry. But when I show them my homework, it's all like kind of chicken scratch, and they're just like, "That's math, homework, math, stuff." Okay, that's obviously not that's not good math. That's not sexy math.
Ain't sexy math.
It's not gallery math.
All right.
It ain't popping.
It's right. Not napkin math.
That's no bar napkin math.
This is no napkin math.
So when is there going to be a show where anybody can come in and display their art?
God, because I hope never.
I would like to,
no.
to participate.
No.
What are the rules? Like,
nobody wants that.
Nudity, like, what's my boundaries here? What do I gotta censor?
I mean, it's art. Technically, there are no boundaries, but...
Good. That's all I need to know. All right, you keep
where do we stand on the penises?
Do you guys have a mailing list? Can I sign up for it?
Listen, nobody wants your shock art bullshit.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you straight up right now.
It's very shocking.
As shocking as the brown period?
It's more. More so, in fact. Because I show the brown period.
Picasso just touched on it. I go deep, deep into
this. He glanced over what
truth it means.
Truth be told, like, no one has reached into the brown period that like I have. I'm about to blow this shit wide open.
This shit's about to blow.
This shit's all about to explode.
But no, so I got to meet some of the artists. And, like, as an artist, you hear about, there's the stereotype that Lego artists are weird. And I've never really seen that until I met some of these people. Some of these people are just creepy.
Freaks?
Like, what is wrong with you? There was one guy that,
nut jobs.
The girls were not allowed to be there when he dropped off his piece. Because I guess the last time he was trying to, like, talk to him and be like, hey, you know, I'm a famous artist. You should come and pose nude for me sometime.
Wow.
I like how they have his name and probably face down now, but they still haven't banned him. Like, they haven't, like, said, no, you're not allowed to come back. It's like, no, you can still come back. We're just going to make sure that there's no women here.
Right. I don't know what the deal with that was, but, yeah, they were telling me, like, yeah.
That's great. I like that. So do you guys have, like, a wanted, like, book? Like, full of, like, artists? Like what they
like
see?
Like, how to handle these people?
Yeah, like how some, like, restaurants will have, like, people who are trying to, like, dine and dash or whatever, so they take their picture and, like, do not serve.
I'm sure there's probably not, like, a list, but, you know, the people that have worked there longer and, like, our director, I'm sure they know, like, who's the freak and who's not.
This motherfucker right here.
Like, this guy right here, you just...
He was a super freak.
Just take his piece...
Like Terry just sitting behind his desk, like, "Oh, you want to drop this off?
All right,
hold on a second." Brings out a binder with everyone's pictures in it.
Name?
What's your name, sir?
Ooh.
I go by John Art.
Well,
I'm sorry, I can't.
You have to leave.
Wow, I would love to be here, but I'm just I have to go right now.
I have to close.
Oh man, it's break time.
It's break time. Oh man, I'm late for my break. I got it. You know, the whole state laws. 5 hours. You got to take a lunch.
Just 5 hours. You know how.
Off. So he just pulls out his phone. It's like, hey, well, you know, I'll be right there. I gotta go. Here, just take this. Put it. Hang it up. Comes back with, like, that, like, stupid face mask thing with the glasses
says,
and,
like,
the big nose and the mustache, like, as a disguise.
Other than
or
that,
or maybe
though,
even better, what if he just, like, picks up the artwork and he's like, we're going to put it in our special exhibition room.
You get to go in this corner over here.
That's
outside. But that's the
away
alley.
Away from human
body. That's the grass.
I'm just going to hang this up on the inside wall of the dumpster in the alley in the back, okay? It'll be a real crazy art piece. People will come by like, oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
You mentioned this was, you know, has to go in a special kind of environment, so we found one.
All he said was, the smellier the better. That's all he said. And he left. Weird. Real weird.
Yeah,
that
was crazy.
So these
site-specific art. There we go. That's what it's called.
These weird people. I want to know more about them because I feel like it's great podcast material.
I don't know what else to say. Really, just
now. Did someone ever come in with their homework art, their piece of shit homework art, and they thought it was
their macaroni art?
Their macaroni art. All right, not that great. The lines not that solid. All right, they didn't color between the lines. That sort of thing. Now, did they treat it like it was the bee's knees? Like, was there someone who thought that their macaroni art surpassed the mortal world?
And
the Mona Lisa of macaroni art?
I didn't, not better? Like, witness anybody, you know, like, keep too precious with this stuff, but...
No?
No, one of my teachers came by. This guy. He's funny. He's,
Is he a dick?
Yes, in a good way. Yes,
yeah,
no,
because that's how my mentor was. He was
yeah,
a complete
yeah,
dick
exactly.
To everyone,
he's like no bullshit. He'll
brutal
straight
honest.
Up. Yeah, he'll straight up tell you.
What is this homework bullshit?
Those are the best kind of teachers.
Yeah, no, I love this guy. Trust me, I love this guy. Yeah, he straight up like tore apart half the shit that was there the first day.
That's great.
When he showed up, because we were taking down the faculty show while we were putting up the alumni show, so he came by to pick up the stuff that he had in the show. He was looking at some and was like, man, he's like, shit. Like, really? He's like, maybe I'll just go across the street and get a beer that day.
I want to meet this man.
You know, he sounds exactly like my professor.
Yeah, no,
I want to see him, like, because you were helping him, like, put up the stuff, right?
Yeah,
or,
well,
like, you were, like, around at the time?
I was there when he was picking up his stuff.
Okay. I just want to, like, think of him, like kind of gathering his students or whatever that were there at the time. He's like, hey, guys, come on. So he's, like, he's just walking through, like, at each one of the art, like, pieces. He goes, and he just, like, stops there and he, like, crosses his arms and he kind of, like, leans to the side and he looks down at, like, all of his students. He's like, yeah? look at this, huh? do you believe this? Yeah, no, and he doesn't even say anything about it. He's like, no, let's go to the next one. He goes to the next one, he goes, what about this one, huh? This one, that one, this one, that one, huh? Which one's worse? I don't know.
That would
just go across the street and get a beer.
It's more just like he came in and checked out, he's just like, he's quieter and he's like, yeesh.
Wait, is your professor, that same one, does he just sometimes not even say anything? He just makes like a face like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm in like his painting class right now. They're painting from the unconscious. And he's a hard read. It's like some days you'll be working and he'll come up and be like, yeah, no, it's looking good. And other days he just comes up and he'll just kind of like laugh. He'll just look at him and be like,
it's like, ow.
Do you get like some people that aren't art majors in those classes sometimes with that professor?
Not for that class. That's an upper division class, so.
Oh, okay.
If you're in that probably major.
Okay, no, because my professor that's like that, he's a sculpting professor, but like he teaches also like the beginning sculpting classes as well.
Oh, yeah. This guy teaches foundation painting.
So, like sometimes he'll
someone
get, like,
cry the first day.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
This guy makes people cry like during the BFA critique. That's how good.
I want to know more about how he made this person cry. What happened?
First of all, I pray to Christ that this guy never becomes a part of the BFA. Thank God he's not part of the BFA critique. I could not deal with that. But
you got this, Terry. Come on.
I don't know, man.
Just don't give him bullshit.
Yeah, that's the key.
Which, another note, I just got into the BFA.
Did you really?
Nice.
What's the BFA? I don't know what that is. We're like, congratulations, but I have no idea what that is.
That's true. You got to step into thesis.
Like a
Wait, hold on. Alex, do you know what the BFA is? Do you know what it stands for?
Not a clue.
Okay. Nope. What do you think the BFA stands for?
Big fucking asses.
Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Wait, so if I graduated with a BFA, does that mean I...
You have a big fucking ass, dude. You got a degree to prove it.
You can swing that around.
Excuse me, you're talking to the man with a licensed BFA.
Alright. So what happened with the... First of all, what is the BFA?
Should we tell him, Terry?
BFA is just Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Bachelor of Fine Arts, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
Wait, mind you, you can graduate like at an art school with a Bachelor of Arts, but if you get the Bachelor of Fine Arts, you can get a Master's degree in Fine Arts.
Can you get a Bachelor arts? Because, like, there's Fine Arts.
You can get a Master's whether you go BFA or BA. It's just the BFA looks better as far as, like, getting into schools.
And you look more professional.
Yeah.
And you get helps to get, like, jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy went the extra mile.
Yeah,
he didn't just, like, quit.
This guy has a BFA. That's just a shitty BA.
You got the B fucking A, man. Hell yeah.
Basically.
He's got a big ass. He's got a big fucking ass.
Like this guy. We could get the big ass dude, or we could get the big fucking ass dude. Come on. No. No question.
We got a lot of space to fill, all right?
Oh, congratulations, Terry.
Thank you.
Okay, so when you say got into the BFA, that doesn't mean that you got your degree. Is it something separate?
No, it means I'm in the program now, and I have to complete the program to get the BFA.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's got to write a thesis paper.
Now, is this program on Telemundo? Can I tune in?
Yes, every Sunday.
All right, perfect. I'll be there.
It's like the Survivor series of school.
People just dropping out left and right.
Now, I hope that this isn't airing during Hola Amigo, because otherwise I'm very busy.
I'm sorry,
they would never overlap with Hola Amigo.
Okay, good, because that would be devastating, to say the least. Okay, hold on, yeah, go ahead. My shit.
As far as the girl crying, I wasn't there, but as the story was told to me, it wasn't like he was directly, like, berating this person. It was just, like, it's just the way he is when, on, like, the first day. It's a foundation class, and it's an art class, so people always take it, like, oh, it'll be easy.
I just draw a little line, paint in the line, and get an easy A.
Yeah, and like I said, this guy doesn't fuck around, like,
he takes art seriously.
Yeah, he doesn't run slacker classes.
All right.
So, I guess the girl was just super sensitive, and he cusses, and he's loud, like, it's just the first day, it's basically the first day hazing, essentially.
I love it.
Like, he's just tough guy on the first day. You get to know him, he's actually the nicest guy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's how my professor was.
You gotta be fucking tough on these fucking people that think they're just gonna join their class and fucking slack off bullshit around.
Which a lot of people think they can do that.
Yeah, which... No, good for him, because fuck those people. Like, this shit ain't easy. But, yeah, no, he was just going off, explaining the class, what's expected of him, talking about how, like, his grading works, which, it's rough.
I was about to say, how's his grading? How do you grade art?
You either get, like, it's like technique and stuff, especially for foundation. It's easier for foundation, because it's
what's foundation?
Your, like, basic.
The thing. Basics.
It's okay, your circles, your squares.
No.
Okay, alright. Hold on, I'm catching up here, okay?
A little more than that.
You're talking about, like hatch this, shading? Stuff like that?
This is college, so...
Okay.
Like color and composition?
Yeah, composition.
Color wheels and...
They do landscapes and shit. I don't know.
Still lives.
I'm not in the... Yeah, still lives, landscapes, all that stuff.
Okay.
So, for him grading, it's basically you get like an A or you get like a D. Like,
dude.
There's no in between. Like, you either do it right or you fucking blew it.
Yeah, a lot of art professors, like in college, can tell, like, when people actually put effort into their work.
Yeah,
a lot of people
do this shit all the time. Like, they've been teaching for years. They know what effort looks like at this point.
Okay, but what if my effort is really shitty? Like, not the fact that I didn't put effort, but, like, my actual effort is bad. Like, what if I'm bad at art?
Well, like, for example, in my class...
If I'm bad at math, I get a D.
But math is quantifiable. Like, you can't just, like, that's the wrong shade of green. Are you fucking crazy? That green would never go with that shade of orange. Get out of here.
When you,
all right, it's not like 2 + 2 = 5.
When we're talking about you
up.
Need to replicate this landscape, if you're making blue grass, then maybe you're in the wrong class.
Okay, all right, no, I get it.
It's like there are constraints in foundation classes.
But
you have to do it this way.
You're making blue
There's
grass,
not
that's,
a whole
that's...
lot of room for. What the fuck you want to do in a foundation class?
If you're making
bluegrass,
you're actively making an effort to not see what things are there,
exactly.
All right?
Wait.
But if I don't know how to math, that's not me. That's just I don't know how to add, right?
Okay, well, that's the same shit. Fucking blue and yellow make green. If you don't know that, then I'm sorry. You might need to take another class.
You telling me I gotta mix my colors on the spot like that?
Yes.
So I need to know my primary colors?
That's exactly
this is too much. I'm out. I'm going back to math class. It's too much pressure, man. On the spot mixing colors. I'm not a paint machine. I don't work at Osh.
Hey, you can't take the heat. Get out of the oven.
What? We're in an oven now? I gotta do this inside of an oven? I don't like art class. I'm bailing.
I don't work at art.
Do I look like I wear a green vest?
Truth be told, the last time I dealt with the paint mixer dude at Osh, he was super awesome and he loved what he was doing. So
the last paint mixer I dealt with like a week ago, she didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She looked like she was having a terrible time.
Maybe she was in the oven.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But no, she was... Getting back what I was talking about. The girl just started crying because he explained like the whole class how it works. Like, you know, no bullshit, you know, cussing, blah, blah, blah. And on top of the fact that it's like a $200, like, material fee.
Whew.
Jeez. And I guess she just, like, broke down.
Wait,
I didn't know it was going to be so hard.
So, is the $200, like, all your materials for the year type of thing?
They provide the paint and brushes, right, I guess?
If you are good at managing that.
Oh, really?
I'm running out of shit right now.
Oh, damn.
But granted, we do much bigger paintings. We do, like, tiny little, like, fucking...
Little babies.
Like 17s or something. We do, like, 4 foot by 4 foot.
That's a big painting. What do you do with those when you're done with them?
I literally have 2 of the canvases wrapped up in the corner of my room right now.
Oh, wow. Wait, blank ones? Or
so
ones
you keep them.
No, ones
Wait,
are
do
done.
You keep them stretched or do you roll them up?
Are they cool looking?
We roll them up so we don't have to make, like, a bunch of new panels every week.
Oh, okay.
We just re-stretch it over the panel we have.
Is it cool?
Stretcher bar.
Huh?
Are your paintings cool? Or are they like some homework macaroni bullshit?
I like them. I like them. I like them every step of the way. But
you know what? I really like them. I think they're great.
He didn't
like I don't
them
know why
so
I got
for a while.
Oh God! Yeah, I'm so sorry. I was making a joke, but my teacher didn't like them. Oh, he made that very clear.
No. Like along the way when I was painting it, it was just every step of the way. It's like, okay, it's coming along. Keep going. And like, I thought I was done, but no, I'll just keep going.
I hate when people do that shit. Like, when do I stop?
Yeah, that's what I've been struggling with that class all fucking semester. I don't know what done looks like. Because it's very, like, modern fucking abstract conceptual bullshit. Like, it doesn't... Alex, you've seen what I've been posting.
Uh-huh. I've seen
like
some
it's all
stuff.
Very representational and not literal and just fucking all over the place.
I have no idea what it is.
I don't fucking either. Like, there are some paintings where like the
I
person
think it
will
has to.
Do
it's
them.
Like a journey. It's like a journey for a banana.
It is. Like
it's lots of bananas.
No, I thought you were referring to just like the paintings.
I that's one thing that I really liked about the senior project from East Union was that the tagline was like, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Like, they didn't give a shit how your fucking senior project worked.
They or gave like, a shit how it worked in the end for me. I got like a C on that thing.
But it was more like how you presented the your journey into getting to that point, you know? Cause I'm gonna make a go-kart and I'm gonna learn how like engines and shit work or something, I don't know, and then you get there and like it's not a golf cart but like a shopping cart that you fucking picked up and you're like, I tried, I don't know what to tell you, I tried. and that was it. And it failed. Because your journey sucked and it was not entertaining at all.
Damn.
And this is why Christopher Nolan will always be a better director than you.
I know.
Yep.
You excited to write that thesis paper, Terry?
I don't think I have to.
What?
You writing a thesis in fucking art?
I've never once heard of that being a thing for the program.
That's what I had to do.
As far as I know, all I have to do is like 50 hours of studio time and produce however much work in that time, and I have bi-yearly reviews. They have said nothing about writing a thesis paper.
I like your program better.
Yeah.
I don't like writing.
Yeah,
if I have to write something, I'm going to drop it.
That was the worst part, man, having to write that paper. Because, like, at first, they're like, okay, because, like, the last two classes that you have to take that are, like, that you need to take to graduate is thesis, art thesis one and art thesis two. And in art thesis one, they make you write, like, a 12-page paper, right? And half of that, like, four pages is pages of research. So, like, pages of you just, like, putting together information that you're looking up that kind of go with what you're working. And then in art thesis two, you take that 12-page paper and you have to shrink it to 6 pages or 5 pages.
What?
And it's like, but...
but I just made a 12-page paper.
Yes!
And it has to make... cut corners?
And it has to make sense. That's more sense than the 12-page paper.
That's the worst part. You have to make it work.
You show them. I don't got time to make this work. I'm too busy doing art.
Yeah. Sculpting ain't easy. Well, ain't everything in art ain't.
Can you just send them 12 pictures of art and then just be like, oh, that's art? No?
No.
That'd be great.
Yes.
I'd really like that.
No, I just have to take this class, BFA Critical Concepts, which I think it's just like research. I might have to do writing, but not like thesis writing. As far as I know, it's just like reading and writing and like discussion. And then I have to take an advanced studio, which is basically fulfills my 50 hours of studio time.
You take advanced studio?
Yep.
What's advanced studio?
As far as I know, it's just fucking work. Like, do whatever you want to do. I don't understand.
You spend time
in your own studio room?
Make work.
Make shit.
Do you get your own studio room?
You don't get a room. You get, like, you get a space, but...
You get an oven.
It's not, like, the entire room. You just get this, like, corner.
Oh.
So you just get time in there.
Because we get, like, spaces, too, but... In sculpting, when I was taking Thesis 2 and Thesis 1, there were no graduate sculpting students, so they just gave me the graduate room.
Nice.
That was fun.
Nah, I'll just get, like, literally, like, maybe 2 tables worth of space. Which I don't even need. I'm doing graphic art. It's all digital. Like, just get me a fucking laptop and work anywhere.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. For advanced studio art majors, this course involves immersion in studio practice and encourages cross-disciplinary opportunities, emphasizes development of individual expression. It doesn't tell me anything. It sounds exactly like what I thought it was.
Yes.
Just free work time.
But work time that you're paying for.
Basically.
You could work for free, or you could pay to work.
I'll be doing both, so... Doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I had to put together a portfolio of 20 pieces to present. And I put it all together, and it looked really nice, and I was, like, super proud of myself, like... Damn, this looks professional as fuck. And I turned it in and I was like, man, I really wanted to keep it.
Should have made another copy.
No, I got it back. Oh. I thought they were going to... I was sad, though, because I thought they were going to, like, hang on to it.
Now, are you going to go for your master's afterwards?
I don't know yet, honestly. I'm still figuring it out. Tyler,
yeah, me.
Fucking
I graduated 2 years ago, and I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah, it's like, I want money... I don't want to be in debt, but I would like a master's degree. I would like that experience.
I mean, it's cool. I just, it's like, you get, you know, it's better, but at the same time, like, sometimes schools, I feel like maybe they take advantage of you. Like, yeah, you could go for the master's program. We accept you. By the way, you need to teach for this, like, minimum wage garbage pay. And not just one
what
class.
What are you going to do for us?
Exactly. All those just, adjunct professors. Like, no, seriously, the professors that teach that are their graduate students, they get paid like if they work like at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Not about that life.
Nope. Either.
I figure. I don't know. I like everyone there. Like, all the faculty and staff and stuff is like, yeah, no, go for masters. Do masters. And, like,
I don't know about that.
Like, it's hard enough just deciding to do BFA.
Really?
I was like, do I even need this? Is this going to work?
Yeah, it's because it's optional. It's just more work.
Yeah. But it came down to it. It would only be like another semester. And I would only be taking like one or two classes that semester. So like, might as well fucking do it. I'm going to be here anyway.
The way I did it was like, I wasn't too sure about it either, but I was like, I'm going to try out. If I get in, then I
yeah,
got in.
That's, yeah, that's more or less how I felt.
I tried out, I got in, so I was like, yeah. I get to spend more money.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for my BFA too this year.
Yeah?
I should have started putting in the time to do that since, whatever you did it, Terry, I should have done it at the same time.
Dwight, you can do it. It'll only take you like 4 or 5 years.
That's nothing. Nothing. I paid my car off in 5 years.
You get started now.
I could get a BFA. Easy.
You could be like us.
I'm such a good artist. I'm way better than both of you combined.
You are so talented.
And I have a
big
ass. My ass is amazing.
My ass is so much bigger than both of yours. I could get that, no problem. I could probably get it on that aspect alone.
Yeah, just show up and show them your ass. And they'll be like, oh, you're telling me you don't have a BFA?
No license to wield this ass, sir. Looking to get one today.
Get you one. That's dangerous.
I agree.
I think you have what it takes.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate that.
No, I know you have what it takes.
Okay, good.
Just shut up, though.
I respect that, Terry, all right? I respect your opinion as a man who is currently in the BFA league. I know you meant it.
From the bottom of my heart, buddy.
The bottom of his butt.
The bottom of my big fat ass.
Of my almost qualified ass.
It's getting there, If get a few more steaks in me.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on the butter.
You get there, buddy, all right?
I'm gonna make it pop. You know I will.
Did I tell you about going back to Halloween? Halloween just passed. Happy late Halloween, everyone.
Hooray. Yeah.
I am going to make a huge conscious effort to beat Spencer and Kayla next year. I've told Leanne that I'm tired of them winning best cuss bowl every year.
I'm just tired of them.
And I'm going to come up with something with Leanne for next year, and we are going to destroy them in the competition.
And we will be homecoming queen.
Yep.
Starting to sound a lot like Lex Luthor there.
Yeah, well, Lex was probably
you
tired of
Superman
shit. You
could be Lex Luthor for Halloween.
I would have to shave my hair.
Yeah. Do you want this win or not?
Spencer could go as Lex Luthor, all right?
Yeah, he's going to, and he's going to win.
Lex Luthor did
date Supergirl. No, he listens to this.
I think he married Supergirl at one point, so...
Yeah.
Got the couple right there.
Come on now. Okay. This isn't hard. This is why you lose. You overthink it. Just shave your head. Do it now.
No. No. I did just get a haircut, and it's actually pretty short right now. I don't want to do that.
Put a bald wig on.
Made it short.
It's not as short as you get it if that's what you're saying.
It ain't Lex Luthor short. I know that much.
No, it is not. Yeah, I'm not.
Harry's going to be Lex Luthor next Halloween now.
Yeah, I'm going to be Lex Luthor.
You should be... I was trying to make black Blex used Luther, but I can't make black work with Lex. It's just too much of a stretch.
Blex Luthor?
Blex Luther. How about Flex Luthor, Terry? And you just go as a fucking ripped Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Because you're already working on it.
Yes.
You're doing good already. I think by next year, Terry, you can just be fucking... We just got to get you some HGH supplements... And you'll be fine, I think. You got this.
Some steroids.
Sure.
Okay, I wasn't thinking that far, but sure.
Yeah. That's up to Terry, honestly. All right.
I want to look like Bane by the end of the month.
Well, we gotta get you some steroids quick.
Gotta get you that venom.
Cause we're a week into November, and you've lost a week. You've lost a week.
Damn.
But there's plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
With drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, it helps speed up the process.
Drugs.
With Bane.
Bane could get it, dude. He could do it.
Bane could be Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he could. He's bald.
You gotta practice your Sean Connery impression.
Talking to a tin can for a while.
Nobody cared who I was before I put on the mask.
Ah, yes, a Russian version. That's good.
Yes.
Put a twist on it.
Yeah, you could be a vampire version.
I was going to say, he's got that Transylvania.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Drac Luthor.
I was born in it.
Blah.
You've merely adapted the blood. I was born in it. It's good. I'm digging it.
I'm not so much digging it anymore.
I think that we're past the point where everybody was trying to be Bane for Halloween, so I think, you know, it'd be cool again by next year.
To bring it back.
Yeah.
It'll be back in style.
I like it. I'm Terry. I'm going to be there to help you. Every step of the way. Because you knew who I'm going to be?
Batman.
Batwoman.
I'm going to be Goku.
Yes.
The best.
Which Goku?
And Leanne can be Nimbus. And you can ride around on her all night.
Terry, I see where you're going with this, but I don't like the phrasing that's happening here.
I'm just saying. Get it? Say it.
I have to be Goku now just so I can say that all fucking night. Listen, I'm just saying that queso dip is great.
Just have a laugh track in the back.
That's how I remember the show.
I'm just saying. Put sunglasses on and walk away.
That's what we should be. We should be just cool ass versions of what, like, whatever. We dress up as whatever. Like, say you go as Flex Luthor, and I'll go as Goku, and we just wear sunglasses
and suit.
Nah, because then that kind of destroys the costume. You know, like, you kind of need the costume to pull it off.
In a cost party? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. All I'm saying is that I'm actually going to try.
All I'm saying is...
Exactly. See, I'm working on it right now. I'm gonna make it pop next year, and Terry, I want you to actually make an effort, too.
Listen, I always make an effort.
You make an effort to not make an effort.
Wow.
The last time I seen you dress up, we both dressed up as the same thing.
We both
wore our sailor hats that Brandon bought us.
Yeah, and I made it work.
You saying I didn't? Because I was there first.
Whatever. I showed up late, fashionably late.
You showed up late. Nothing fashionable about it.
I'm the cooler one.
Wait, didn't you wear a fancy red coat?
Tay did wear like a smoking jacket with it.
No, I wore my
fashionably late.
What?
I had the pea coat, I had the striped shirt, and everyone was looking at me when I walked into the room. Mm-hmm. Everyone stopped.
Because you entered the room, and we were all saying hello to you.
And Dancing Queen was playing. And everything went in slow motion.
It was a crazy dubstep remix.
And it was magical.
Magical.
It was, The drop never came, so it was lackluster for me.
Wow. Dwight, could you be more jealous?
Yeah, probably not.
That's why he's gonna be like Luther.
Flex Luthor.
I like the idea of Flex Luthor. That's a cool idea. If someone, a buff-ass dude out there, wants to send me pictures of him as Flex Luthor...
Or if he just wants to send me pictures of him.
I'm okay with it, alright? My Twitter is at Potato Orgy. Hit me up on Instagram that I don't have.
So don't hit me up there. I won't see it.
That was a mistake. I'm not on Instagram.
Why not?
All right, so cool. So Flex Luthor isn't anything on Google Images.
What? Are you Googling right?
There's a Facebook. I think that's an actual person.
Okay, I found a picture of Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I see that. With the chain?
Yep.
And then there's a picture of someone wearing a shirt that says, "No pants are the best pants."
He's right. But that's kind of irrelevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah, Flex Luthor coming out with nothing.
That's kind of disappointing.
I think you can court on the market.
Be the very first flex. Nobody, everybody stop listening to the podcast. You can't. Don't.
How dare you listen to our private conversation?
Actually, by the time you're listening to this, there's already millions of pictures of Flex Luthor.
You don't know that.
Because
you're not a futurologist. So shut your mouth.
Actually, I am in the future. It's almost 5 o'clock here.
It's 2.
Ah, see, I am in the future.
No, you're just dumb. You can't tell time. That's all it is. No. You're just stupid.
I am in another time zone.
Give you
I don't believe in those.
They're not real.
How about that daylight savings? It catch anybody off guard?
I did not even realize it was happening. I was pretty sure I was sick. So I went to bed early, and I woke up, and I was like, man, I feel really good.
Oh, hey, I found Flex Luthor. Look. Click the link.
I'm super busy doing my book.
Huh, that's funny.
Shit. Packs of
cannonballs on his arms.
Damn, Terry. That's got to be your tagline.
It's got a weird growth.
I'm Flex Luthor, Pecks of Doom.
Pecks of Doom.
Look forward to my new movie, 2016, Pecks of Doom.
Please look Pecks forward
of
to
Doom.
It. Please look forward to it.
Please look forward to it.
Please.
Please look forward to it.
Aye.
I like how that's become like a meme.
Yeah.
it paid off. They said, please look forward to E3, and they were like, look, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy 15. We heard you.
Bro trip.
We get it. We messed up.
Please love us again.
Speaking of messing up, Ubisoft. What are you doing, Ubisoft?
What are Ubisoft?
What did Ubi Booby do? Ubi Booby digging themselves deeper and deeper, Terry. Let me tell you. Okay, first off, that dumbass came out a long time ago. Everybody knows about the 30 frames a second thing. He says 30 frames a second, more cinematic. He's being an idiot. They even came back and like, wait, we didn't really mean that. We're sorry. And now Ubisoft, the Ubi Boobies, they saying,
oopsie poopsie.
Fuck Steam. They're pulling an Origin, doing an EA right now.
Wait, I thought they took that back. I heard that. They took it back.
Did that just come out today, the information? I'm going off of yesterday's information.
Oh, okay. Because I heard that on Friday that they reversed it.
What? No, this is all happening right now. Hold on, let me look it up. Ubi Booby, Ubisoft, Steam, problem. Shut up, U.S. I spelled it
Hail. I just put Ubisoft Steam. It says Ubisoft pulls Far Cry 4 from Steam, then puts it back. Update.
Update. All right, let's look at this update.
Engadget.
Anyways, before we get to the update, Ubisoft basically said, fuck Steam. We're taking all of our future games are not going to be on Steam, and we're pulling The Crew and Far Cry off of it right now.
And Assassin's Creed.
And Assassin's Creed. Well, yeah, all future games would be not on Steam.
Do they hate money?
They hate people. I think Ubisoft, Ubi Booby, hating people right now. Like, they're trying to lock our frame rates. They're trying to take away games that we actually want to play.
They're trying to take our frames.
They're sitting there trying to, what is going on here? Okay. And, I don't know what they're doing. They're just digging themselves into a huge fucking hole, like, with all of these things that they're saying, you know? And, so, yeah, they said that they were not going to be on Steam at all anymore, and people who bought it are apparently, I don't know. Like, Spencer and I have already paid for our Crew. Like, we were both fucking, we're still stoked for it. Super happy, it got delayed, whatever. I don't, you know, that these things happen. I'm assuming that the delay was to get rid of the 30 frame cap. That's my opinion, my speculation, but it could be different. I don't know, but I guess it's going back up.
But what happened with your pre-order on Steam?
It was still there when they announced that they were taking everything down. Like the Crew was still in my Steam thing. But I think I would get a CD key that I would have to then redeem through Uplay. That's probably how it would work. And then boot up Uplay every time I wanted to play it. Which, we all know that, like, any Ubi Booby game you buy, it's gonna go through Uplay anyways, because that's their DRM. Whatever, I don't care. I just want one fucking library of all my stuff. I don't want to have three programs and search through them to find my games. That's the only thing I don't care about. Whatever, if it boots up Uplay every time, fine, do it. It's shitty, but it's not as shitty as it used to be, you know, and all that stuff. So whatever. But apparently, update, as many in the comments pointed out, all three games are in fact available on Steam once again. Ubisoft has not said anything about their removal or why it's come back up.
Wow, sounds like a roller coaster that I'm glad I'm not part of.
Yeah. Well, you like Assassin's Creed's.
True.
You know, and we're going to be playing Unity.
Yeah, for the next Unity year, of course.
Maybe. I mean, let's not finish it so quickly, okay? I want to enjoy the game, Terry.
You guys, is that the multiplayer one?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And Rogue is the single player one, right?
Yeah, but no one cares about Rogue.
Which is the one that's on, like, Xbox One and PS4?
That's Unity.
Unity.
You guys are playing it on PC.
Yeah. Not all of us have PS4s.
Right? I do.
Yep.
I do too, Terry.
I do.
Everybody currently in this call may have one. But there are...
By the way, this week, it's buy two, get one free at Target, like all games.
Okay, name three games that I don't have on the PC that I should get on the PS4 right now. Go. Okay, well, you're too fast, too fast. You need to slow down. Go. What first game?
Drive Club.
Can you even get a... That's
digital. Hold on. I didn't even realize Drive Club came out until I went to work one day. I was like, what the fuck is this? So, how is that doing?
I don't know. I'm playing Call of Duty.
Nobody's bought it. As far as me
I
being
bought
there.
It.
George bought
it. I bought it, but it wasn't worth
it. You bought it because you were trying to do that credit card thing where you're getting like 10 or 20 bucks back or some shit, right?
Yes.
Since we were on a call when you did that.
Yep.
And you don't like it.
I don't know if it works.
How do you not know if it works?
Because I'm playing Call of Duty.
But this came out like 2-3 weeks ago.
Well, it wasn't working when I tried to play it.
So you booted it up once, it just didn't turn on, and then...
It's just single player, and I'm like, but I want to play multiplayer. That's the point of Drive Club. Drive Club, club of people. People playing.
Midnight Club was single player.
That's not my kind of club.
Whatever.
That ain't my club. Not in my America.
We like, early bird special club?
There you go.
Okay, whatever.
Get my Denny's breakfast for $2.
Yeah, shut up. All right, so anyways, Ubi Boobi, they doing a lot of bad moves right now, but they seem to be backpedaling out of all of them.
They had to have known this would happen.
Right? Like, that's just a dumb move. Like, I could get it, like, EA apparently was saying, like, when they were trying to get Battlefield 4 on Steam, that Steam or Valve wasn't allowing them direct access to patch the game or some shit. I think that's complete bullshit, but that was their reasoning for starting Origin, but we all know EA is just a greedy motherfucker and they just want the lion's share of the profits. Didn't want to split it with Steam. That's the whole deal. Ubi Boobi trying to do the same thing. We all know that it's happening.
We should just be like, remember THQ Ubisoft?
Ow.
That hurts.
Too soon.
Anyways. I'm happy to see that it is reversed because I did not know that they reverted it back. So that's a good thing.
Yay.
Yeah. But I need to go, but to cap off this podcast, have any of you played Rebirth yet? Binding of Isaac Rebirth?
You're talking to the wrong guys for that.
Yes, yes, I played it on Vita. It's fun.
Yeah. Alex, wait, what are you talking about the wrong crew? You can get it for free right now, right? On the PS4?
Yeah, you're PS Plus. I'm not PS Plus.
Why not?
Because,
get free games, dude.
Yeah. Play online.
The games that I'll play like once, and then that's it. Never again.
You don't know that. You haven't played it.
I do know that.
Anyways.
You should get Freedom Wars.
I got like 13 or 14 hours into Rebirth right now. And
Jesus.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
It's hard, man.
It is hard as shit. I mean, I was never good at the first one. I was really bad at it, as a matter of fact. I think I only killed Mom like maybe 5 or 6 times in the first one, and I don't think I ever beat her heart. This one, I beat Mom a couple more times, and I've gotten to the heart like 3 times. And I almost beat it last night, and then I rage quit because I died when she was almost dead. And I said, screw it! And then I stopped playing, but it's been a lot of fun. It runs a lot better. There's a shit ton of new items. There's way more enemies, way better rooms, like everything is better across the board on it. If you like the first one, this one is an awesome, like, upgrade to it. So I like the game. It's fun.
Shadow of Mordor is fun. You should play that, too.
I have it. I haven't played it a whole lot, and I'm really sad about that. I do need to put more time in it.
Minecraft on Vita is fun, surprisingly.
It's Minecraft. Oh, it's the same game.
Yeah, but it's on your Vita.
But it's on the Vita.
You can poop and play Minecraft
with buttons.
Shit, you can do that with a laptop, anyways.
Yeah,
I've been addicted to a mobile game recently.
Football Manager 2015. Me too.
Yes.
How did you know?
Because I've been addicted to it.
Bioshock?
I'm playing something called Terra Battle. It's made by the same guy who did Chrono Trigger.
Alright.
Tell me more.
Game I never played. Love that game.
It's mobile. It's a mobile game, so it's not. You don't expect anything incredible.
So why are you telling me this?
Because it's fun. Like,
do I need to expect something or not?
You should expect to have fun. But don't expect, like, an epic game like Chrono Trigger.
Oh, obviously.
Terra Mobile?
That's all I'm saying. It's a strategy game, though.
Okay.
Terra Mobile?
I'm less interested, but keep going.
No, it's not. Okay, not.
Okay. You keep flip-flopping on me.
Quit flip-flopping out.
It's more tactical. You're confusing Terry. Like, it's...
Wait, is it Terra Mobile or Terra Battle?
I won off this roller coaster.
Terra Battle.
Just fucking look it up. Just fucking look it up. And
yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Terra Battle.
Try it out for yourself.
I guess that's just how we're going to run the podcast.
Why are you yelling at
us? Hey, I heard about this thing. Go look it up. Next topic.
Oh my god, Terry, could you be more bitchy?
No. Actually.
Wow, Alex, why did you even start that?
We should talk about me and Alex's little bitch fest the other day.
Oh, yeah, no, he was telling me about this. Quickly wrap it up, because I got, like, 3 minutes. So, go.
No, we were just playing Final Fantasy, and we were going into dungeons, and, like, I don't know what happened, but we just got really short with each other very quickly. We're just yelling at each other the entire time. It's basically a continuation of the live stream where we were, the end of it, when we were just fucking like,
being all elitist. Oh my god, that was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, it was like that, except much more intense.
If you guys don't know what Terry and I are talking about, go to my Twitch channel and go to the last time that I played Final Fantasy and just watch like the last hour of the stream or whenever we start getting our like, type of voices. Jesus. And you can protect? Wow.
It was basically that, just, except, like, if, like, unreasonably, like, short with people. Like, the fucking dungeon just started and she was putting on protect just like, and I'm just like, oh my god! Can we go, please?
I've been here for 2 seconds. What do I have to do for protect?
That's great. Okay. I have to go, because I gotta get ready to do a thing. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Team Agu's podcast. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Apparently, that's our schedule now, because we didn't get one out last week. I'm really sad about that. I'm sorry. These guys are more sorry. They're going to write you handwritten letters. Just
wait,
send
so I've
them
been on 2 episodes in a row now?
Your address. Yeah. Yeah, you were on the last one.
Wow.
And now you're here. I think that we should make this time the time. I like Sunday afternoons. I'm not fucking tired. It's not the end of the fucking day. It's reasonable time for both of you guys who are in the future, and people can show up if they want to.
Nice.
Whatever. And Terry doesn't have school. That's great, too.
That's cool.
That's cool, Terry. Don't go to school, because it's
thanks.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.